If you think you have a good idea for an alternative energy solution in your community, for funding, you can turn to any number of state and federal agencies dedicated to promoting such endeavors. But if your village happens to be on the small side,
102 at the last census,
you may not find a lot of interest. Now, of course, you could keep writing grant proposals or scratch away at lottery tickets, but John Christensen at the Port Hyden Native Village Council is trying a different approach.
Crowdfunding.
That's right. Christensen hopes that many of us will help forward his dream of running Port Hyden and surrounding villages on geothermal power by kicking in some bucks towards the not all that expensive feasibility study, which he says a California company has agreed to do.
It will cost close to $80,000 for the assessment for them to come out here and to find out what would be the best place to test for geothermal potential.
As for developing a geothermal well site, which could use steam from the hot water trapped deep in the earth to spin a turbine for electricity and possibly pipe hot water directly into homes for heat, well, that'll obviously cost more.
A lot of the estimates I was told, it costs about $10 million to put one in here. But if we're spending $1 million a year on diesel, I think in the long run that might pay off.
Some past studies showed promising potential for harnessing the wind's energy in Port Hyden, but Christensen thinks that the village's proximity to the Alaska Peninsula's famous volcanic activity gives geothermal the best chance to one day break away from diesel.
We are located along the Ring of Fire, right next to Aniakchak Volcano, and right below us is Mount Vinyaminov. So we are in some prime area for geothermal.
Deciding whether or not geothermal power is worth developing in Port Hyden will take a feasibility study, which again Christensen is looking to crowdsource through the website Indiegogo.
Right now we haven't had any backers yet, but we still have time. They give us 60 days to raise the money for that website.
And yet it may not even come to that. Christensen says that just days after starting the crowdfunding webpage and circulating it all over Facebook, out of the blue, he heard from the Alaska Energy Authority for the first time in years.
I received a call from AEA, and they found a grant for us for $200,000. So we're stirring up the water, and we're hopefully going to get more and more funding from everybody.
You can take a look at Christensen's proposal, including the incentives for contributing to the crowdfunding effort, at the website Indiegogo.com. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.